KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have fair skies, 38 degrees in Atlantic after a low of 37. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high around 75, winds south at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, Red Oak police report a man was arrested Monday evening on a felony weapons charge. Authorities say 52-year-old Vernon Brinkley Wharf of Red Oak was arrested at 101 East Prospect Street for possession of a firearm or ammunition by a domestic abuse offender. That's a Class D felony. His bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $5,000. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater on Monday said 41-year-old Michael Francis Huss, Jr. of Dexter, was arrested at around 12:05 a.m. on October 5th by police in Stewart. Huss was taken into custody for driving while barred following a traffic stop on a vehicle with no license plate in Stewart. He was also initially charged with failure to provide proof of financial liability or vehicle insurance. Huss, Jr. was released a short time later after posting a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And 51-year-old Daniel Paul Ringer of Greenfield was brought into the Adair County Jail by Greenfield police on October 8th at around 11 p.m. He was fingerprinted for a prior charge of criminal mischief in the fourth degree. No new charges were filed. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said that while they are in our office, we obtained the basic information to go on their fingerprint cards that in turn go to the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation and FBI for record keeping. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday said deputies made 7 arrests and responded to 3 accidents over the past couple of weeks. Last Friday, deputies were dispatched to Main Street and Highway 148 in Oneida, where a chain reaction accident had occurred. Officials say Shane Michael Sewer of Oneida was driving a pickup westbound on Main Street and proceeded to squeal the tires, leaving black marks on the roadway. Sewer subsequently lost control of the pickup and then struck a 2013 Ford F-150 owned by Joshua Keitlinger of Exira. That vehicle then struck another vehicle, which was a 2011 Chevy Silverado owned by Zachary William Wehlert of Oneida. Sewer fled the scene but was later arrested by Cass County deputies for OWI second offense and also cited for failure to maintain control, reckless driving, and striking an unattended vehicle. He was transported to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On October 1st, deputies responded to an accident on Interstate 80 near mile marker 75. Authorities say Mohammed Abdi Ibrahim of St. Cloud, Minnesota, was driving a 2017 Freightliner semi-tractor trailer westbound when he was sideswiped by another semi-tractor trailer. Parmajit Singh of Richmond Hill, New York, was driving a 2019 Peterbilt semi and was attempting to pass the other semi-tractor trailer when the accident occurred. Both semis sustained disabling damage, but there were no injuries reported. On September 30th, Cass County deputies responded to an accident at the intersection of 690th and Oxford Road near Cumberland. Mark Opperly of Atlantic was traveling westbound on Oxford in a 2012 Chevy pickup when Opperly failed to see a stop sign. His pickup entered the intersection and was struck by a 2018 Honda Civic. That vehicle was driven by Chris Shepard of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. He was traveling south on 690th. Shepard and his passenger, Christina Shepard, were flown to Nebraska Medicine for treatment of serious injuries. The sheriff's office reports 2 arrests on October the 6th. 33-year-old Randy Ray Frazier, Jr. of Atlantic, was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for a compulsory education violation, second offense. Frazier was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. And 55-year-old Thomas Leroy Jackson of Council Bluffs was arrested on the 6th for driving under suspension, along with possession of a controlled substance. He was also later released on his own recognizance. There were 3 arrests in Cass County on October the 4th. 42-year-old Daniel Weiss of Exira was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. He was later released on his own recognizance. 19-year-old Blake Zweck was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. He was being held in the Cass County Jail as of Monday. And 25-year-old Jatisha Raquel Higgins of Des Moines was arrested on a Cass County warrant for OWI first offense. Higgins was transported from the Polk County Jail to the Cass County Jail and later released on her own recognizance. On October 2nd, Cass County deputies arrested 32-year-old Todd Jenkins of Osceola for OWI first offense. He was later released after posting a bond. Well, the Atlantic School Board will meet in a regular session beginning at 6 p.m. Wednesday in the Schuller Elementary School Media Center. On their consent agenda is approval of resignations, including Melissa Smith with Food Service and Marsha Von Siegem, Jr., or actually Marsha Von Siegem, I should say, with the junior kindergarten, and that'll be at the end of the school year. They will also act on the contract recommendations for Rebecca Garcia, elementary paraeducator, Melissa Smith, high school paraeducator, Kristen Sopcich, Washington office paraeducator, and Paige Carrier, Washington paraeducator. Also Lisa Anderson, food service at Schuler, and Chris Kennedy, substitute bus route driver. The board will discuss during their meeting the 2020-21 audit review and end-of-year financial reports, a retirement incentive program, and Iowa statewide assessment of student progress test scores, along with an employee appreciation day. Among the action items on their agenda is the renaming of the annual Trojans Track and Field Invitational to the Bruce Henderson Track and Field Invitational, a boys' swimming sharing agreement with Riverside, approval of an out-of-state trip for 7 to 14 students to Louisville, Kentucky for the National FFA Convention from October 26th through the 30th, approval of a rental agreement between the school district and St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church with regard to the use of classroom space for the homeschool assistance program classroom, and the board will act on approving the purchase of 15 interactive touch displays for teachers to use in the classroom, along with a digital trophy case that would provide current and historical information. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, Council Bluffs, Greenfield, and Walnut.